This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf Hashor, learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hoysa Bas Yisrael, if she was a daughter of an Israelite, Nifsalam and HaKuhuna, and she gets married based on one aid, and the husband returns to the court, so then she becomes pasul to kohuna. Says Gemara Pshita, it's obvious she's a zayna. Says Gemara Bas Levi min a meiser tzrichale. The chiddush is that the Bas Levi is disqualified from meiser. Says Gemara, who Bas Levi min a meiser mi misla is a Bas Levi who's mezana pasul from meiser biznos. But time we learned in Brisa, Levia shenishpes, a Levia that's captured, and we assume that she had illicit relations, a shenivala bilasnos, or she in fact was mezana noisin la meiser. She continues to eat meiser vaichelas, and she could eat it. Amrav Shei says. Amar Rav Sheisha says, Knasa, in this case, because she unlawfully followed the testimony of the aid without doing her due diligence, we knas her, and she loses the ksuba. Bas Kain menat shuma, Bas Kain cannot eat shuma. Now, obviously, if a Bas Levi can't eat Meister, Bas Kain can't eat shuma, says Gemara, Filo B'shuma Drabban, even Rabbinic shuma. The ain Yarshav Shazav Yarshav Shazav Yarshim ksuba, so the Yarshim of this one and Yarshim of that one do not inherit her ksuba, says Gemara. Of course they don't inherit her ksuba, she doesn't get a ksuba. Ksuba maya vidita. Ksuba, there's nothing to talk about. What's it doing by her? Amrav Papa, Rav Papa says, ksubas benin dichrin. It's referring to the ksuba of benin dichrin, which means as follows. Midai raisa, if a man marries a woman and she brings into the marriage a dowry, so the halacha is, if she dies, then it goes, if the woman dies, it goes to the husband. And if the husband marries someone else, then the halacha is that when the husband dies, the children of the original woman and the children of the new woman, they both inherit the first wife's ksuba. However, the Chachamim said that if that is the case, then it's going to be taking out the estate of the first wife and bringing it to a different shevet, so that they made a takana that only the male progeny of that woman will inherit her possessions that she brings into the marriage. But in this case, we do not make such a takana, but instead all the heirs of the next husband inherit that which he brought into the marriage. Says Gemara Pshita, it's obvious, of course, the ksubas bin nin dichrin are not, we say, ein yarshav shazav yarshav shazav yarshin ksubas, so they don't inherit the ksuba, which we're saying means ksubas bin nin dichrin. Rashi says, in this case, the halacha would be her inheritors do not get the money that she brought into the marriage, but rather all the heirs of the husband who she then married would inherit, and it doesn't stay in her family. Says Gemara, it's pashut. Says Gemara, ma'o de tema, I would say, ledidada of the isura kansura banan. She who did an iser, we only penalize her. But who says we penalize the progeny? The progeny didn't do an iser. Who says we penalize them and say that they do not inherit the mother's estate, but rather it goes to all the heirs? Kamash v'lan, that no, in fact, we penalize them as well. Achav shalzev, achav shalzev, chotzev lem yamen. The brother of the first husband and the second one, they both do chalitza, they don't do yibam. Achav shal rishon, the brother of the first husband, choylet midaraisa, they have to do chalitza midaraisa, because in fact, the first husband was indeed married to her, and therefore she is zakuk to the brother of the first husband, but v'loy miyabim, he doesn't do yibam midrabanan, that's a takan drabanan. Achav shalshini, the brother of the second one, choylet midrabanan, does chalitza midrabanan, v'loy miyabim, and does not do yibam, v'loy midaraisa, v'loy midrabanan. The fact that they don't, the brother of the second husband doesn't do yibam is not a daires, not a drabanan, because in other words, there is no relation at all. There's no zika at all from the second husband, so the fact that the brother of the second husband doesn't do yibam or chalitza is not biblical and not rabbinic. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, ksubasa al nechsei bala harish. And Rabbi Yossi says that the ksuba is the responsibility of the first husband. Then we bring the opinion of, after Rabbi Yossi, we bring a number of opinions in the Mishnah. In other words, if you look back in the Mishnah is found on Daf Pei Zayinam Adbeis. The Mishnah brings three opinions. We have the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that the ksuba is the responsibility of the estate of the first husband. Rabbi Lezer says the first husband is Zoycha and Hermatsiois, Hermasiadayim, and Kabimefer Nedarea. And Rabbi Shimon says that the Bior, the Chalitza, the brother of the first one, Pater Zitzara. So we have three opinions that argue on the Tanakhama and the Mishnah. And the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Huna says, Basroi Moedel Kamai. The latter Tanah Rav Shimon agrees with earlier Tanam. Kamai Loi Moedel Basroi. The earlier Tanam does not concede to the latter Tanam. Rav Shimon Moedel Rebbe Lazar. Rav Shimon agrees to Rebbe Lazar. Dema Bia De Iker Isura Loikonis. Rav Shimon is Moedel to Rebbe Lazar. How? He's moided to Rabbi Lazar that if Bia, which is the actual Isser, we say that the brother of the first husband can do Yibam and we don't knaz Bia, because she can mitzios masyada, certainly the husband would get her findings and her handiwork to a mind who it's only monetary. Rabbi Lazar, loy moidu le Rabbi Shimon, would not agree to Rabbi Shimon, because he would say mitzios masyada de mamayna hu laikonis, her findings and her masyadaim, which is only monetary, we do not penalize. Avol Bia, the Isura Babia, which is Asar, which is Isser, Hukanus, we do penalize. Vitarvaya Moidulay the Rabbi Yossi, they both agree to Rabbi Yossi, namely, Hani the Yasva to say Loikanus. They would both agree to Rabbi Yossi that these penalties, which is still while he's married to her, so they did not penalize. The Koshikin, Ksuba, certainly the Ksuba de la Mishkal Mepak is only given when their marriage is disbanded. Certainly they should not penalize that. In other words, if we don't penalize areas of while they are married, certainly we should not penalize areas, namely the Ksuba, when they're no longer married. For Rabbi Yossi, Loi Maidi Lahu, and Rabbi Yossi would not agree to them because he would say that we don't penalize the ksuba the lemishkal mepa ko the ksuba, which is only after the marriage is terminated. The loikanis we don't penalize. Avalhani, but the other knasos of getting her handiwork or of the yibum after the misa, the yasa to say while he is still living with her, kanis that we do penalize. Certainly, the ksuba, in other words, we're saying like this. They both agreed to Rabbi Yossi that the ksuba we don't penalize because that's already after the marriage is disbanded, after it's terminated. But the other ones are while they're still married. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kamoi Maidil Basroi, the earlier Tanoim, meaning the Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lazar, Maidil Basroi will agree to Rabbi Shimon. Basroi, Rabbi Shimon, like Maidil Kamoi, will not agree to the earlier Tanoim, namely, Rabbi Yossi, Maidil Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Lazar that Ksuva de Midide Ledida, which goes from his hand to her hand, if that loikonis, if that we don't penalize, v'koshke mitziyasa, certainly her findings, v'masiyadea, demiyada le that's going from her to him. So here, their findings and the handiwork, it's money that he gets. So if we don't knas what she gets, certainly we shouldn't knas what he gets. After all, she's the one who did something wrong. For Rabbi Lazar, loy moidele, Rabbi Lazar would not be moide to him, namely, mitziyasa masidehu demididalidide, that's going from her to him. That's loikanis, avuksuba, but the ksuba demidide ledida, that's going from him to her, that we do knas. So Rabbi Lezer would not agree to Rabbi Yossi. V'tarvayu maidu le Rabbi Shimon, they both would agree to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Umahani demichayim loikansi, if these that are while he's still alive, we don't penalize Bia. The Bia de Lachamir is after already the husband said, Loi Koshkein, certainly we shouldn't penalize. But Rabbi Shimon, Loi Maidu Lahu, Rabbi Shimon would not agree to them, because Bia hu de Lachamir is Loi Konis. We don't penalize Bia because it's after death. Avalahani de Bechem, but the others which are while they're still alive, Konis, that we do penalize. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, Nisei Shalai Bishas. If a woman got married based on the testimony of Edim, so the halacha is that she's allowed to return to the original husband if he comes back. Rav Huna said, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav Hachi Hucha, so this is the halacha. Now, if you look in the Mishnah, this halacha of Nisei Shalai Bershus, that she could go back to the original husband, even though it's said unattributed in the Mishnah, but the statement before was Reb Shimon said that the bia of the brother, the first husband, or the chalitza, paters the tzara. So right now the Gemara is assuming that the halacha, that if a woman got married with two edim, that she could go back to the original husband if the original husband comes back, that was also the opinion of Reb Shimon. So Amarle Reb Nachman said to Reb Huna, in the name of Rav, Genava, Genuve, you stole this halacha, Lamalach, Genuve, Lamalach, why did you steal this? Isviralach, Reb Shimon, if you hold like Reb Shimon, Ema Alach, Reb Shimon, say the halacha is like Reb Shimon, Deshmaitich, Reb Shimon, Ka'azla. Because your teaching goes like Reb Shimon. V'chi teman, if you're going to say, I mean, halach Reb Shimon, if I would have said halach like Reb Shimon, mashma, filo bekamaisa, that would imply, even in the first case, so then say, ema, say halach Reb Shimon, v'achroina, the halach is like Reb Shimon, dafka, in the last case. Kasha, so it's a question. In other words, a question, why Rav Huna said, this is the halach, and he didn't say halach like Reb Shimon. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes said, Amina, I hold, Kinayim v'shachiv Rav, Amar l'hashmaisa, that when Rav was dozing off and sleeping, he said this halacha. I say that when Rav was sleeping and dozing off, he said this halacha, Amar l'hashmaisa, halacha, you're going to say the halacha is this way, Meklal de Pligi, that implies the Chachamim argued, did the Chachamim hold that if a woman gets married based on the testimony of two witnesses, that she can't go back to the first husband? Do the Chachamim argue, may have a Leila Mevad, what should the woman have done? Mianis Ansa, she is an Oinus, there are extenuating circumstances beyond her control. What do you mean the halacha is this way? Nobody argues. V'oid, furthermore, I'll prove to you that nobody argues. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Kol arai shabatara, any erva in the Torah, and tzrichas ha'imeno get. If you live with an erva, you don't need a get. Chutz me eshas ish shenissas al pi bezdin, except for an eshas ish that gets married based on the testimony of bezdin, based on the allowance of bezdin, based on the testimony of one aid. Al pi bezdin, who the boy get. If a woman gets married based on the testimony of one aid being allowed by Bezdin, that's when she needs a get. Alpi Eidim, but if she gets married based on the testimony of two witnesses, loy boy get, she would not need a get. Let's say when the husband comes back, she doesn't need a get when the original husband comes back. In other words, we're saying that when a woman gets married based on the testimony of one aid and the original husband comes back, then she needs a get from the second husband. But if she got married based on the testimony of two aidim, then when the husband comes back, she doesn't need a get. Mani, who is this like? Because it's saying that when she gets married based on the testimony of two aidim, she doesn't need a get when the husband comes in. Ilema Reb Shimon, if you can say it's Reb Shimon. Api Bezdin mi boy get, would Reb Shimon say that if the Bezdin allowed her to get married based on the testimony of one aid, she needs a get? Vatanya, we learned it right. Reb Shimon Oimer, Asu Bezdin Bahira Asan, Bezdin did in their Haira. Bezdin did in their Haira. When they paskin to allow a woman to get married based on the testimony of one witness, they acted kizadoin ishbisha, like a man who is mezaneh with a woman. So just like when a man is mezaneh with a woman, the halacha is, she is usher to her original husband. When a woman gets married based on the testimony of one aid, she's usher to her husband. And just like when a man is mezaneh with a woman, she doesn't need a get from her adulterer. So too when a woman goes and lives with someone based on the testimony of one witness, she would not need a get. Al pi edim, when a woman gets married based on the testimony of two edim, kishigigas ish beisha, like a man and woman who have relations unintentionally. So, and in that case, also, you don't need a get. But I divide in both cases. Lo yiboy get, you don't need a get. So Reb Shimon holds that when you get married based on the testimony of one aid, you don't need a get. So clearly the first brisa that says when you get married based on the testimony of one aid, you do need a get, that must be the Chachamim. And yet when you get married based on the testimony of two aidim, you don't need a get, and presumably you're permitted to the original husband. So we see Elalav Rabbanan here. And we see the Rabbanan Ramayda, when you get married based on the testimony of two aidim, you're permitted to the original husband. Says Gemara Lo'olam Reb Shimon here. Really it's Reb Shimon. The Torah Tachi. Answer like this. Really it's Reb Shimon. And the Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim say, even when you get married based on the testimony of two Eidim, you maybe would need a get from the second husband, and your usher to the first husband. So really it's Reb Shimon. Aye. But we know Reb Shimon holds when you get married based on the testimony of one aid. But here it seems that Reb Shimon is saying you don't need a get when you get married based on the testimony of one aid. And how could you then say that the Braisa is Reb Shimon? It seems to be saying you do need a get. No, says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon says, Asu Bezdin Bahira Asan. Bezdin acted. They made that when you rely on their psak, when you have one witness that says you could get married, they made it Kavanas Ish B'Isha. Like when a man and woman intend to forge a relationship, namely, you buy get and you do need a get. Meaning the Braisa would be enunciating that according to Reb Shimon, you do need a get. A pi edim, when you get married based on the testimony of two edim, they made it kishaloi bekavanas ish beisha, not with the kavana of a man to a woman. In other words, when a man and woman do not intend to forge a relationship, veloi buy get, you don't need a get. In other words, this in fact is Reb Shimon, but it's not saying that when a woman gets married based on testimony of one aid, you don't need a get. Adarab, but saying that when a woman gets married based on the testimony of one witness, you do need a get. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up with Rav Ashi, Bezos Hashem, next time. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.